Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Cryoablation, a new treatment option by Dr. Gareth Bidewell. This episode is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Dr. Gareth Bidewell explains cryoablation, its indications, patient selection criteria, procedural expectations, and the long-term success rates. As an interventional radiologist, I often encounter patients seeking alternate treatment options for cancer, especially when facing surgery or a long course of chemotherapy. One such option is cryoablation, a procedure that uses extreme cold to carefully destroy cancer cells. What is cryoablation? Cryoablation involves inserting thin metal probes under imaging guidance into the tumor site and circulating extremely cold gas through these probes to freeze and destroy cancer cells. This technique is also known as cryotherapy or cryosurgery. The procedure is minimally invasive, often performed under local or general anesthesia, and typically allows patients to go home the same day. Cryoablation can treat various types of cancer: bone, breast, kidney, liver, lung, or prostate. It's particularly useful when surgery isn't an option due to the size or location of the tumor, or when the patient is elderly or has other health conditions that make surgery unsafe. The best candidates for cryoablation are those with small, localized tumors that are less than 4 centimeters in diameter. For breast cancer, ideal candidates have unifocal invasive ductal carcinoma tumors that are low-grade, hormonal receptor positive, and less than or equal to 1.5 centimeters in size. Patients with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer who are poor surgical candidates, or those with chest wall involvement, are well suited to this treatment. Before the procedure, patients will receive instructions on how to prepare, which may include stopping certain medications and arranging for a lift home after the procedure. During cryoablation, the healthcare team will position the patient on an examination table and may use imaging equipment like ultrasound or CT scans to guide the cryoprobes into the tumor. This can be done under sedation or general anesthetic. The procedure typically involves cycles of freezing and thawing to ensure complete destruction of the tumor, all using precision imaging guidance. The benefits of cryoablation is that it can be performed as a day procedure. This means patients can return home the same day, which has several benefits. This minimizes the time spent in hospital, reducing the risk of hospital-acquired infections. Patients can recover in the comfort of their own homes, often leading to quicker overall recovery. Shorter hospital stays can reduce medical costs associated with extended inpatient care. Cryoablation offers several advantages. It doesn't require large surgical incisions, leading to a faster recovery and less pain. It precisely targets cancer cells while sparing healthy tissue. It can treat multiple types of cancer, including those that have spread to other organs. While cryoablation is generally safe, there are potential risks and complications, including bleeding, infection, damage to surrounding structures, and patients may experience pain at the injection site, flu-like symptoms, or, in the case of lung cancer treatment, pneumothorax, a collapsed lung. These complications can all be managed with appropriate medical care. Cryoablation is an emerging, minimally invasive treatment option for patients with certain types of cancer. Extreme cold is used to destroy cancerous tissue, and this technique offers a targeted approach that minimizes damage to surrounding healthy cells. This precision, combined with fewer complications and shorter recovery times, makes cryoablation an attractive alternative to more traditional treatments like surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. Understanding what to expect during the procedure, as well as the potential long-term outcomes, empowers patients to make informed decisions about their cancer care.